Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
Well, let's start with the live cricket. India reeling on day five of the second test against South Africa in Guwahati. They're 118 for six after tea, needing another 431 for victory. The Proteas then finding themselves on the brink of a first test series win in India for 25 years, having won the two test series opener in Kolkata by 30 runs. The schedule for the 2026 Men's T20 World Cup has been announced. India and Sri Lanka co-hosting the tournament. India have been drawn in the same group as rivals Pakistan, the United States, Netherlands and Namibia, but under the neutral venue agreement between Pakistan and India, Pakistan will play all its matches in Sri Lanka. And if they reach the final, that match will also shift to Sri Lanka instead of being held in India. The Proteas, who were runners-up in 2024, will battle it out in Group D against New Zealand, Afghanistan, Canada and the United Arab Emirates. And the tournament will also see Italy make their debut at the T20 World Cup. They're in Group C alongside England, the Windies, Bangladesh and Nepal. It starts in February on the 7th. After a career riddled with injuries, former Springbok and current Bulls fly half Johan Goosen could be forced to retire from rugby. The Goose is believed to be contemplating calling it quits as he battles yet another injury, having struggled with injuries for the best part of his career. The playmaker made a Springbok debut at the age of 20. That's how talented he was. And the Bulls on Monday had announced the loan signing of Cade Voluta from the Lions. And the United Rugby Championship resumes this weekend. Big matches. The Jukskei Derby at Loftus is the headline fixture. The Bulls hoping to bounce back from their away defeat against Glasgow before the international break, while the Lions have recorded back-to-back wins after a disastrous European tour. That's at 2 o'clock on Saturday. I'm Xola Ntshinga, and that's a Jacka Sports.